Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I'm here. Good morning. I'm thinking about church. But good evening, everybody. Good evening, and welcome, everyone, to the Lifeline broadcast. I'm Apostle Shirley Jones, the senior pastor of Rehoboth Family Life Center and the host of this broadcast. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I pray that everyone's had a wonderful day. To God be all the glory. Well, as always, I am just so honored and glad to be a part of this network, When Christians Speak Talk Radio Show. This network is doing the work of kingdom building throughout the very world. And we are in a time where the gospel must be preached to give hope and encouragement. I pray that the work of this network goes even further in doing kingdom building. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I want to extend an invitation for everyone to join us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Rehoboth Family Life Center's worship service, either in person or via Facebook Live. Go ahead and invite your family and friends to join with you as well. You know, this is such an awesome time to evangelize and share the good news of the gospel. You can also join us for our Bible study Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and our 5:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time prayer, both on Zoom audio. You can go to our church Facebook page to get the information to connect, and we would love to have you hang out with us. So before we get into the broadcast for tonight, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and jump in. So, Father God, we just bless you, God, and we honor you, God, and we adore you, Lord. We for your loving kindness, oh God, and your tender mercies. God, we thank you for even today, God, for keeping us and watching over us, oh God, and allowing us to be, Father God, who you called us to be before the beginning of time. So, Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. I pray that, God, that you would just give the people a listening ear, and that, Father God, that they will be able to hear, Father God, something that will cause their life to change and cause their lives to be encouraged. So we thank you, Lord God. We bless you. I pray, God, I'm so honored tonight to have a guest, and I pray that, God, that you would use him to your power and your glory. I pray that, God, that you would word his mouth and that you would give him, Father God, the tongue of a learner tonight, and that, God, that we will have ears to hear and a heart to receive what thus says the Lord. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we just say amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Well, bless God. Amen. I am just so excited. I'm so excited to have a guest join me tonight. So welcome, Kevin Coleman, and I am so glad that you're able to come and hang out with me tonight.
I am so happy to be here as well. Thank you for having me. I don't take it lightly, nor do I take it for granted. It's only by God's purpose and destiny that we are here today.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, before I just turn Kevin loose, I got to share the story about how our paths began to cross and how we met. Well, first, I started hearing in my spirit that I would be doing some networking. And then shortly thereafter, I got an invitation from a former realtor to join a network group called Alignable, which I did. And then my guest, Kevin, sent me a connection notice because of what we both do. He and I had a Zoom meeting to further discuss who and what we do. And at the end of the Zoom meeting, I asked him to come on this broadcast and share. Now, the amazing thing, better yet, a God thing, he has a best friend, better yet, a best family. They go to the same church. Well, his best friend was my editor and producer of my messages when I hosted the B broadcast on the online radio show. The same best friend smalls a short film called Coronavirus Prayer, which was different ways of encouragement. And Kev and I were a part of that short film, which actually won a prize in a film festival in upstate New York in August. But still, we did not know each other. But God, hallelujah. But
hallelujah.
God has a way of allowing our paths to cross for his purpose and at his time. And I believe one of the purposes of our paths crossing is because of tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Imagine
thank
this, you know, we were, our paths were crossing in the spirit, but we never met each other. We were on same projects. We knew the same person that was doing work for me and became my friend, as well as has already been his friend. And so I just bless God for the opportunity. I truly believe that God allows people's paths to cross for his purpose and at the appointed time that God would allow our paths to come together for the furthering of the kingdom and to be a blessing to one another. So I believe indeed that tonight is one of the purposes and the reason why he allowed our paths to cross. Well, I had to share our story, Kevin. I had to tell them how we met.
Hey, thank you
met.
So much.
How we
I
met.
Love
still
it.
Haven't
I love
met
it.
In person. Yeah, still haven't met in person. We've been connected on Zoom and on the phone, you know, but God just has a way of doing that. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to just turn this platform over to you now, and then you can go ahead and tell the folks who and what you do, and then share the word that God has given you for us tonight. Amen?
Amen, amen, and hallelujah. First, I want to just give honor to God, and I just want to say, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Remove me, God, and let your Holy Spirit move through me, O God, on today, Father God. Let what's being said on today, O God, touch and prick hearts today, God. Move people to a mindset that they need to rise to a higher level, O God, that they need to become more than that you have for them, O God. We all are given a purpose, O God. So I'm asking you right now, God, to let something be said on today, O God, to let people be moved to their purpose, O God, that you have called them to be, O God. Father God, we realize that we all have careers, O God, but we need to understand that our careers is what we are paid for, Father. But our calling is what we are made for. So we thank you,
yes,
O God, for that calling you have put on our lives right now, God. We thank you, O God, for the words that were said before we started, O God, the prayers that were said before we started, O God, the prayers that are going on right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you right now, God, to remove me, Father, and let your Holy Spirit move through me. And I thank you, and I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you so much, and hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, my name is Kevin M. Coleman. I'm the founder and CEO of KMC Empowerment. It just simply means Kevin Michael Coleman Empowerment. And the reason why I love the word empowerment, because that's what I truly believe in my destiny is. My goal is to empower leaders that will empower those they lead. So people don't realize that when I talk about empowerment, it's not through me. It's through the Holy Spirit working through me. I talk to people that's in private industry. I talk to people in the government. I talk to people that just have their own businesses and different conferences and such. But they don't realize I have coaching clients and mentorship clients and things like that. But through it all, they don't realize that everything I do is only to serve God at a higher level, to rise to the destiny he has in my life. And that's enough about me. Let's get into this word. Today we're going to talk about how to rise and be the leader God called you to be. How to rise to be the leader that God called you to be. And I'm going to ask everyone throughout the various countries listening to have a pen and paper and write copious notes. But remember, while you're writing these notes on today, don't just write them down for copious notes and then put them to the side. You need to go back and reflect on these notes. You need to go meditate on these notes and apply these notes to your life. Amen? All right, when we talk about rise, I'd like to think of the psalmist by the name of William Henry Murphy. I don't know if anyone knew who William Henry Murphy is. He's really William Henry Murphy III. And he had a song that he wrote years ago called Let It Rise. Let It Rise. R-I-S-E. And it starts off with this. And I can't sing, so I'm going to have to talk the words. So bear with me. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise. Those words mean so much to me. It's almost as if it's playing a tune in my heart and my spirit when I hear those words, a ringing in my ear about how the glory of the Lord will rise among us. The praises of our King will rise among us. Today we're going to talk about those four letters, R-I-S-E. And each one letter has a significance that I want you to really think about deeply. And when we talk about these letters, we have to understand it's all about our relationship with Christ. In fact, the first letter, R, is relationship. You see, when we begin to build that relationship with Christ, to rise, to be the leader God called us to be, we need to understand we must talk to him. Not just on Sundays, not just by happenstance, not just when I feel like it. We must build that relationship with Christ. And once we build that relationship, we begin to understand his word at a deeper level, see? Just like it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and he, the God of peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart, your mind, in Christ Jesus. The only way you can really let that word really meditate in your heart is if you have a relationship. It's just a bunch of words unless you know Christ, unless you make time in your busy schedule. Yeah, we busy, but you have to make time for him in your busy schedule. Whether it's early in the morning, whether it's late in the afternoon, or throughout the day, you need to make that time to give to the Lord. I have a mindset of a firm believer that fervent prayer of the righteous avails much.
Yes.
So when we talk about talking to him, I'm talking about talking to him on a daily basis throughout the day. And not only talk to him to build that relationship, you must obey him. And when I say obey him, whatever the word of God says, you must live it out, walk it out in your life. Not sometimes when the troubles are around you. Not sometimes when someone says something bad. No, you need to live that out each and every day of your life. And study the word of God. Study to show yourself approved. And not only just building that relationship through studying God's word, obeying his word, and talking to him, but also, this is most critical, please listen. Listen for him. Listen for him. What I mean by that is this. Many times we may go on our knees or go lay prostrate before God and just cry out to him to be with us, to guide us, to direct us, to help us through situations. But have you ever thought about sitting back and listening for what God has to say to you? Have you ever thought about taking time to think into, Lord, what do you have for me? How are you going to speak to me, God? And being obedient and listening for what he has to say to you. Because that is critically important. Not just this, just having your praying and such, but listening for what God has to say to you. Another thing about building that relationship with Christ, you must understand that we must show gratitude for what he has done in our lives. See, we have to understand that when we talk about our relationship, we pray to God. We may pray and we thank God for who he is, how he woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. All the various different things God has done for us. But we need to remember to worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship him just for who he is. El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha. We need to remember to worship him for who he is. And we must remember not only to show gratitude, but remember 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because guess what? He cares for you. Now, when you begin understanding that and walking in that and living that out in your life, you will begin to build that relationship with Christ that he desires from us. He desires that relationship. He wants us to call on him when good times are, or bad times, or mediocre times. He wants us to call. He wants to be with us each and every day of our lives. That's relationship. So now we need to go into the I. The I is something that I talk about quite often in private industry and in government and such when I'm providing training. And I talk about the law of intentionality. And when I talk about it then, I'm talking about things don't just happen by happenstance. You have to be intentional about it. But when I'm talking about in the sense of our spiritual lives, you must be intentional about it as well. And when I talk about being intentional, that is building that vertical relationship, write it down, vertical relationship with Christ Jesus. What, Brother Coleman, what you talking about? KMC Empowerment, what are you talking about, a vertical relationship? I'm talking about a relationship with God. One, I mean, straight up, I don't care who you have. I mean, you may have your pastor, you may have your apostle, you may have your deacon, you may have your trustee, your steward, all these various different members of your church, but you need to have your own relationship with Christ. When you get the service, when the pastor gives a word, and I want you to write it down, I want you to meditate, I want you to do all these different things, but if you don't have your own relationship with Christ, if you're not studying your own word, if you're not praying to him on a regular basis, you're not setting aside time to pray for, with him, if you're not setting aside time to plan your day and how you're going to orchestrate my day, if you're not setting aside time in order to have God at work with you, what are you doing this for? You need to be intentional about having that vertical relationship with Christ. The way you do this is this. Write it down, please. R-M-A, you read God's word. Not sometimes, not when someone sends you a scripture via text, not when someone sends you a scripture via email, or someone tells you a scripture in church. You need to read the word on a daily basis on your own. And then not only read God's word, you need to meditate on God's word. What I mean by meditate is think about it deeply. Begin to really absorb yourself, really, really, really meditate on God's word and think about how it can really move in your life. And last but not least, this is one of the most critical parts. When you're building that relationship and you're being intentional about seeking God's face and you're building that vertical relationship, you need to understand how to apply God's word to your life. Read it, meditate it, and apply it to your life. Because once you begin to think about how you can apply God's word to your life, that's when you get that understanding you need to live out the word of God. So we can talk about it all day, but unless you are living it out, understanding God's word, reading God's word, meditating on God's word, and then applying it to your life, certain circumstances in your life, how does it play out when you put God in the middle of it? Put his word in the middle of it. How does that play out in your life? It really gives you a different meaning, a different understanding about how God is with you each and every day. That's the I. So we went through relationship. We went through intentionality and being intentional. And you set aside a time to pray, plan, provide, and read, meditate, and apply God's word to your life so you got a vertical relationship. Now, I'm going to give you one scripture to wrap that up. Philippians 3:14, everyone knows this. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for God, which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Yeah, it's not the regular King James Version, but I like this version because it really means the same thing. Okay? So just think about that. Philippians 3:14, when you're being intentional and building that vertical relationship. Now let's move on to the S. The S is service. Now we talked about relationship with Christ. We talked about being intentional. And now we're talking about you need to have that service. When you want to rise to be the leader God called you to be in his kingdom building, you need to know about service. It says here, when you look at what willingly, and it says this is Colossians 3:23 and 24. Listen to this. Work willingly at whatever you do as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. That's critically important. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that your master you are serving is Christ Jesus. So we talk about service, you need to be mindful of Colossians 3:23 and 24. Because it's not about your boss. It's not about your pastor. It's about who are you serving. Because guess what? When you are in alignment with Christ, when you have that vertical relationship, when you are building that relationship with Christ, guess what? You will do what's in alignment. You will do what's righteous. You will walk in God's perfect will for your life. And ways of showing your services, first of all, how are you gifted? What are your gifts? Some people don't realize that you can find out what, if you can find out what you're gifted in, that'll be a good way of really showing service within your church. Joining different ministries of your church. If you feel like you're gifted in outreach, working with people in the outreach, join the outreach ministry. If you feel like you're more of an administrative type, you're gifted in administration, find out how can you help out with the office work within the church. If you feel like you're gifted in teaching, see what kind of Sunday schools or Bible studies you can help with. Find out what is that gifting that God has, because like I said earlier, and Apostle Jones mentioned it in her prayer as well, that you have to realize we all have a purpose. God has blessed each one of us with a purpose in our lives. But it's up to us to develop that purpose by building a relationship with Christ, understanding what our giftings are, begin to apply our giftings to and you got to realize we're all given a gift through the Holy Spirit. And that gift that God has given us, we need to maximize it and use it to uplift his kingdom building. That's what that's what we owe God. That's what we need to do for him. I know my gifting is empowering others, pouring into others, building people up, strengthening them in teaching and guiding and leadership. Those are my giftings. You can have more than one gift. But at the same time, this is what I love to do. It's empower those around me to help build them up so they can be in the right mind to empower other leaders that they have falling under them. I'm walking in my gift, talking in my gift, believing in my gift, and making sure I'm serving God through it all. What is your gift? Have faith in Jesus and ask him, Lord, what you have for me? How do you want me to get the wisdom from God? Ask him for the wisdom to guide and direct your decision. Do work for the church. Apply yourself in different ministries of your church. Take action. That is service. So we talked about relationship. We talked about being intentional. We talked about service. Let's get to the E. The E is something I love, and that is edify, exalted. Now we need to begin to edify Christ. But if you're talking about how to rise and be the leader God called you to be, you must edify him. You must exalt his name. I love this one scripture that really, this is my favorite scripture, so please write it down. It's Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that he may prove that what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. See, when you begin to walk in God's will and edify him, lift him up, give him praise, for the little things, for the big things, for mediocre things, whatever goes on in your life, you need to thank God on a daily basis for each and every perfect gift he has given you in your life. And you need to do it from your heart, not just because this just happened, something good happened today. But you need to look through it each and every day and walk in the joy of the Lord. See, we have to understand that happiness is things that happen to you. You can get a new job and be happy. You can get a promotion and be happy. You can get married and be happy. You can even get that corner office you always wanted and be happy. But all those things are material. All those things can fade away. But the joy of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
The joy of the Lord is something that cannot be taken away. The joy of the Lord is something that lasts forever. And I don't care what goes on. You can be in a state of bereavement. You can be in a state of anger. But God will have a joy in your heart that will pull you out because you have that joy in the Lord. See, the joy of the Lord is something that is innate in you. God has given you that joy. He has sparked that light. He has ignited that fire within you. So you must always remember to keep that joy in your heart. It's fine to be happy, but you better have that joy and give God praises for all the things he's done for you and put God first in everything in your life and understand that he is the lead of your life. He is guiding and directing you through the Holy Spirit. He is helping you through every situation. He is pulling you out of the darkness. He is doing all these various different things to help you be the man and woman of God you are destined to be. And I want to leave you with this. When we talk about rise, relationship, intentionality, service, and edification, I also want to pull out the shine. Write this down. Rise and shine. The shine is simple. S-H-I-N-E. And it means this. Serve him in new experiences. So I don't care what is going on in your life today, bad or indifferent. When you have that rise mentality, how to rise and be the leader God called you to be, and then you have that shine, meaning you're serving him in new experiences, that means every single day when something new happens, you are still shining. Every single day when something great happens, you are still shining. Every new awakening moment, you are still shining because you are serving him in new experiences. So understand how to rise in everything you do, but also shine as well because he is watching you. He is guiding us. He is loving us. He is there for us, but we must always be that shining symbol of what God has blessed us to be. Thank you for your time. God bless you, and God bless everyone here on tonight.
Amen. 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 Thank you so very much for blessing us with that word. You know, one of the things, a couple of things that you said that I just want to pull out a little bit is that we all have gifts. You know, and a lot of times people will look at the pastor or, like you said, a leader and not think that they have a gift. But we all have gifts. God has given every person at least one gift. And if he's given us a gift, then we all have something to say. And we all have something to give. And so I want everybody to be encouraged on the line tonight that, you know, that you have a gift. You have something to say. You have something to give. You can touch somebody's life by what God has already deposited within you. And God is calling for each one of us to get to that place where he can use us, where we can be his hands and his feet upon the earth. We can be the ambassadors upon the earth to represent him because there are people waiting. You know, think about this. Who's waiting? Who's waiting for you, waiting for me to step up to the plate, who's going to just tell them, you know, have a good day or, you know, be encouraged. God has so much more for you. So I thank God for the word tonight that we all play a part in this. It's not just the leaders, but all of us are called to lead and to be leaders. And so we have a part to do in this. We have purpose and we have destiny. And I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited about each one of your lives to see where God is going to take you and how God is going to use you. So, Kevin, thank you so much for allowing God to use you tonight. to share that word. So what I want you to do now, Kevin, if you would just normally at the end of the broadcast, we throw out the line for salvation and just ask anyone who have never asked Jesus Christ to be their priority. So I'm going to ask if you could just do the call to salvation tonight. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I don't take it lightly, nor do I take it for granted. If there's anyone on the line tonight who does not know the Lord as the Lord and Savior, I ask you right now to just let your mind be known, raise your hand in your prospective home, and say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. Father God, thank you for letting me know who you are, God. Know that you died for my sins, that you love me. And not only do you love me, God, but you have died for my sins, and on the third day you rose from the dead, God. And right now, God, you sit on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, oh God. We thank you for who you are, God. And if you believe these things, and you believe in your heart, and you ask God to forgive you for any sin that you may have committed, oh God, and you just ask for forgiveness right now and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and he died for your sins. He died, and he rose again, and he's with God the Father Almighty in heaven right now. And you believe these things. You have given your life to Christ. Now you need to find yourself a church home that you can be ministered to, a Bible-believing church home that you can be ministered to, and you can begin to work out your soul salvation there. We ask you right now, God, to just give your life right now to Christ. We love you, God, and we praise you. And let's give God the glory.
Amen. Well, if you've surrendered tonight and you've asked God to now be the orchestrator of your life, I want you to just please contact me and let me know that it was you tonight. And because I have some additional information I want to send to you to help you on your new journey. And I say hallelujah, hallelujah for your
Amen.
New journey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That God
hallelujah.
Has so much more for you. So, again, I can be reached at apostlesjones@rehobothflc.org. And if you could just send me a note saying it was you, and then I can get some information out to you to help you on your journey as you go forward. God has so much more for you. You are called to do great things in the earth. And we can't
Amen.
Live by ourselves. But I am so blessed that he gives us the opportunity to come and take our lives and show us the direction in which we need to go so that we can be a blessing to the world. Well, Kevin Coleman, thank you so, so very much. For being my guest and blessing us tonight. I pray that God continues to shine on you and your family with his love and his
Thank
favor
you.
In Jesus' name, and that God will use you mightily. I pray blessings upon your business, but not only your business, but your ministry and all that God has for you. I just believe that it is a twofold, that God is going to begin to expand you even the more. You probably do a lot of business, but I can see God expanding not just for the business, but for the body of Christ. And so I speak
Hallelujah.
That into your life tonight, that God will just, you will do a double fold. You will do a double, I keep hearing a path. You're on a double path that God is going to use you to be a blessing, to raise up leaders, not only in the marketplace, but in the body of Christ, because we all need to know
Hallelujah.
That we are called to be leaders. We are called to lead, and we have something to say, and we have something to give. So I pray blessings upon your life and that God will continue to use you mightily as you give over your gifts to him and him and him. In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Well,
thank you, woman of God.
Amen. I'm going to close this out tonight in prayer. And don't forget, guys, you know, join me again on next month. This is where I be, the first Monday of every month. Let some folks know that they can join us. And I pray that God just continually keeps you and God will bless you. So, Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for this time, God, that we've had. And I pray that, God, that your people have heard something that will cause them to understand that, Father God, that we need you. We need you in every situation, in every circumstance, God. We need you to lead us and to guide us and to let us know, Father God, that we are children of the beloved, and that we can tell somebody else, we can show somebody else, so somebody's life can be changed. So I pray blessings upon these, your people, tonight. I pray give them sweet sleep tonight and allow them just to spend even more time with you so they'll know, Father God, that the way and the direction you said that you know the thoughts that you have towards us, not of evil, but to give us peace and give us an expected end. Each one of us has an expected end. We have something to do, something to say, something to give, and somewhere to be. So I pray that that be so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, once again, thank you, Kevin. And I just want to say love you guys. Have a great evening. And come hang out with me again on next month, the first Monday of every month. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Just want to remind you that His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray and Friends is every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Pastor Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Antonio Mitchell, Tyrone Rose, Cleophas Malone, and Elster Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call number, okay? Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry is a new ministry with the host of Pastor Ray Rose and Pastor Maggie Wilson. It's every third Friday at 7 p.m. I do also want to encourage you to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about the different hosts and about the different shows. Please continue to like us on our Facebook and our Instagram pages of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And also, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by sending an email to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, or you can send us a message through any of the social media sites. Thank you again for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.